Hi, this is David Sarita. What you're about to hear is a solution to restructuring your own water with the master sound of the sun. In the 6th century BC, Pythagoras, the great philosopher and mathematician and the creator of modern music, described that in states of advanced meditation or trance, he could actually experience the music of the spheres, the sounds, and the tones of the sun and all of the planets in the cosmos. Pythagoras didn't just believe this, he actually experienced it, and he taught others how to purify their senses so that they could go beyond the physical dimension and enter higher spheres of unconsciousness where you could actually experience this. When I was 19 years old, I did a 3-day Buddhist meditation retreat where we're sitting in meditation 10 hours per day in the Buddha posture. And on the second day, I went into the state of samadhi and went beyond my body in this beautiful state of ecstasy. I actually heard the sound of the sun. And this was approximately in the year 1981. And when I heard the sound of the sun, I heard, prior to the sound, I heard every plant, every blade of grass, every rock, every animate and inanimate object making their own unique sound that blended into the symphonic sound of Om. But then I looked up at the sun in this state of trance, and the sun was making this incredibly beautiful, really high-pitched ringing sound combined with a deep, low, resonant hum, what the Hindus call the sound of Om. The sound of Om is the most sacred symbol to the Hindus. In the Vedas, it is considered the highest attainment or achievement. It is the mantra or sound repetition above all sounds. It is the most sacred symbol and the most sacred sound in the universe. In fact, the Hindus believed it is the sound of the universe. The Buddhists call it the sound of one hand clapping, because when you perceive this sound, the true sound of Om in deep meditation, it is silent but that yet louder than thunder at the same time. It is so pervasive, so resonant, but we hear it with our entire being as our being enters the higher collective field. Now, what happens with water in regards to all of this is that we know from the movie Water that water has memory. We know from Dr. Masaru Emoto's studies that when you expose water to classical music as opposed to, you know, radical rock and roll music, water crystals, when frozen and examined under the microscope, have incredible symmetry and beauty and structure. And we know that even on 60 Minutes, that when water was tested, bottled water from Evian to, you know, all the big brands of water, bottled water, they found that it was totally energetically dead. And when you look at it under the microscope in Emoto studies, we find it has no structure. Even the companies that are selling restructured water have this problem. And what causes it is when the water is still and stagnant and it's exposed to different types of consciousness, you know, from the truck drivers, you know, the freeway and the factory, it's getting, it's actually being encoded by their information. So what I have discovered is that in the 20th century, NASA has actually recorded the actual sound of the sun. There's an actual true audio file of the sound of the sun. So what we have is, for the first time in history, we have the actual inaudible, normally not audible to human beings, data file of the sun compressed to an audible spectrum of the sound of the sun itself. And with this sound, the sun is the master of the solar system. It's telling all of the planets and all of life how to encode itself with proper structure and harmony. The sound of the sun is actually the sound, the true sound of Om. But also in deep inside of the sound of Om, which the human voice cannot perfect, are multiple frequencies going all the way up to the very highest frequencies, combined with the mid-range and the lowest frequency. So we have, in essence, a sound that acts as a master computer to restructure our own water. So what you're going to do is you're going to take either a glass of water or a pitcher of water every day before you drink your water. You place the water vessel in front of your speakers in your stereo, and you're going to play the sound on track 2 once. Just once. It's just about a minute long. And it's a repetition of NASA's actual sound of the sun. And you're going to restructure your own water before you drink it. And you will notice, in fact, scientifically and theoretically, it makes perfect sense that the best way to restructure water is with vibration and sound. So you can either do a combination of things. You can put the sun, you know, the actual sun, in the presence of your glass of water and put your glass of or vessel of water in front of the speaker so it's simultaneously getting the sound of the sun and the sunlight itself. But if you don't have access to sunlight, the sound of the sun alone will restructure your water to utter perfection. And if you do this every day, you will notice that you will have your own truly restructured water at your disposal. You don't have to rely on companies that say they restructured the water, but when you actually test it, you find out it has no information. So go to track 2 on this CD and prepare your water and expose it to this sound.